I said, or video games, you know, Fallout. And each month's theme features a mix of the best of gaming or pop culture, and then they can geek out on the limited edition exclusive stuff, shirts and gear and collectibles. It's all in a box, and it arrives monthly. And you can make everyone jealous right now with your incredible gift-giving superpowers. Go to lootcrate.com/Dan and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's LOOTCRATE.com/Dan for this special radio promotion. Lootcrate.com/Dan.
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Watertower, Orland Park, Chicago, Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand-select each diamond that comes into the store. So, if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second-generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Hi there, it's Matt of Atticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now, you have to take advantage of Mattress Firm's year-end closeout sale. Nobody sells for yes or less, and you don't want to miss the huge year-end savings.
They're all in there. Chris Squire and John Anderson, they're all in there buying mattresses.
Oh, you know names of yes?
I'm sorry. I used
you
to like
should
them.
Be sorry.
I apologize. I used to be. I used to like them.
Did you know any names of yes? I didn't know any names of yes.
Yes, what?
Didn't tell exactly.
Trevor Horn, is he also?
Wow.
I believe there was another Trevor somebody. I
remember a couple songs. Did they have one good one?
You can get up to 50% off select floor models, up to 60% off accessories while supplies last. You can save up to $500 store-wide. We're talking about the best brands, Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and more. And you can always sleep happy. This time, no interest financing for 5 years.
It's a great deal. Take advantage of it when you look at the Tempur-Breeze, like the ones that we have with the adjustable base. They also have queen sets for as low as $179.99, so something for every budget. And the sleep experts will help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style.
Sometimes you're bombarded by mattress advertising and you're wondering, oh, wait, they're offering me this deal and I get another offer over here and then I just saw this. You don't have to worry. Mattress Firm allows you to shop with confidence, because if you find a comparable or the same mattress for less than the displayed or advertised price, just bring in the ad. They'll beat the price by 10% or it's free. That's even up to 100 days after purchase. So there's no worry about getting that mattress at the best price.
And while you're there, ask them about their sleep happy guarantee. If you're not happy with your mattress or satisfied, you can also exchange or return that even within 120 nights of your original purchase. So they're really going to take care of you to make sure you're getting exactly what you want. You go to mattressfirm.com to find the location nearest you, and you let the experts at Mattress Firm help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style and take advantage of the year-end closeout sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes. And everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Chicago teams have owned the baseball winter meeting so far this year, with the White Sox grabbing the spotlight again. After sending ace Chris Sale to Boston yesterday, the team sent outfielder Adam Eaton to Washington today in exchange for prospects Lucas Giolito, Dane Dunning, and Reynaldo Lopez. Giolito, one of the top prospects in baseball, went 6-5 with a 2.97 ERA and 116 strikeouts in the minors last year. Bob Nightingale reported earlier today that the Sox were also talking to the National and Astros about Jose Quintana. Not to be left out of the action, the Cubs completed a deal that sent outfielder Jorge Soler to Kansas City in exchange for two-time All-Star closer Wade Davis. Davis will fill the void left by Aroldis Chapman, who said he wanted a six-year deal in free agency this year. Cubs still said to be looking to add some more arms this offseason. Another big deal today, infielder-outfielder Ian Desmond gets a five-year, $70 million deal from the Rockies. Earlier today, Bears head coach John Fox denied a report by our Mike Mulligan that Vic Fangio was preparing to exit the Bears after the season due to friction between him and head coach John Fox.
Well, I think when you spend as much time as we do as coaches, I think we get along great.
That was John Fox's response to a question asking whether or not he and Fangio were having difficulties. Fangio's response, a little more direct.
He's one of your colleagues and irresponsible reporting doesn't shine well for all of you, and that's too bad because all you guys, I enjoyed talking to you guys.
Bears were prepping for Sunday's matchup with Detroit today at Hallis Hall. Eddie Royal, Marquise Wilson, Pernell McPhee, Tracy Porter all held out of practice today. The Bulls are off today. They take on the Spurs at home tomorrow. Doug McDermott recalled from the Windy City Bulls, along with Paul Zipser and RJ Hunter. Blackhawks host the Rangers on Friday. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. And here's a chance to win tickets and travel accommodations to the big game in our $65,000 big game package giveaway at Four Winds Casinos. Three lucky winners will win tickets to professional football's biggest showdown. Visit fourwindscasino.com to learn more. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Baseball.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We're open-minded on just about everyone on our roster right now. We have not earned the right not to turn away from any potential deal that's going to make us better for the long term. One thing, and I was asked this today during the presser about whether we felt this urgency to get all these moves done, this offseason, so we can head to Glendale in the spring and have this all up and running. And yes, ideally, that'd be fantastic. We'd love to get this thing done, so to speak, as quickly as possible. But realistically, our desire isn't what's going to drive the pace of all this. What's going to drive the pace of all this is us feeling we're getting the appropriate return.
And apparently using the Jedi mind trick. Because Rick Hahn, movie reference, is doing work here. There is a string of tweets that you should pay attention to here. This is from Casey Stern of the MLB Network Radio. I guess he works with Jim Bowden. I mean, this is amazing. Let me read. There's a series of tweets here I'm going to read. Ever go to a frat party and at 4 a.m. guys and girls alike are dead set on not going home alone, so they get desperate and make a mistake? See Nats. The Nationals aren't going to be happy when they roll over and wake up next to this deal in the morning. Hashtag call the cab. The White Sox now legitimately have four of five, if not all five, of their future rotation already set. Unbelievable job. Frazier's next. Outside the scouts dinner, without over-exaggeration, everyone is talking about this Nationals trade, all dumbfounded. It's right in front of our set. Jim Duquette on the Nationals trade, horrible, horrible trade for the Nationals. Now he adds a couple here. He says, in my 13 winter meetings, even when Pujols signed with the Angels, I've never seen commotion like there is right now after this Nats deal. Consensus on the floor here from GMs, as bad a panic move as they've seen at the meetings. Have the U.S. Marshals arrived to arrest Rick Hahn for this heist?
That was a retweet.
That's a retweet from his
and then I got baseball people blowing up my phone about just.
I just noticed that your phone's going crazy.
About Scouts how awful this deal was for the Nationals.
I mean, this is astonishing.
Obi-Wan Han?
Yeah, these are not the droids you're looking
exactly.
for.
Exactly.
And he's going to be taking your prospects for you. And right now, this is a comparable prospect group to what the Cubs featured in 2014. Just by if we're just going by some objective rankings here, that's the level that you're talking about here. This was sent out by a guy named Aldo Soto, who says, this is the comp here. Cubs prospects in the top 100 in 2014. Number 3, Chris Bryant. Number 5, Addison Russell. Number 36, Albert Almora. Number 48, Jorge Soler. Number 53, CJ Edwards. Number 72, Kyle Schwarber. White Sox prospects currently ranked in the top 100 right now. Number 1, Yoan Moncada. Number 3, Lucas Giolito. Number 30, Michael Kopech. Number 38, Reynaldo Lopez. Number 58, Carson Fulmer. Number 80, Zach Collins.
I'd say the big difference, though, is a lot of arms compared to a lot of position players.
Certainly it's different, but still, I mean, man.
The numbers and the rankings are very.
Rick Hahn is scheduled to speak at 5:15, and we will plan to carry that for you via MLB Network as soon as he is on
Kenny
the
Kenny Williams pulls the plug.
Kicks it out. Oops. Yeah. Southside Mike, you're on the score.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Mike.
I am ecstatic today. Rick Hahn, I give him a ton of credit for doing one thing, and that is managing your manager. Sometimes when you are dealt a bad hand with a superior, you have to have the patience and the wherewithal to be able to manage that relationship. And today, Rick Hahn is shining just by virtue of the fact that he found a way to exhibit the patience and the tenacity to stay after it because he loves the Sox. So kudos to Rick Hahn today. He's done an outstanding job, and I am looking forward to seeing this young talent develop. However, with one caveat.
All right.
And I am going to reserve a tad bit of judgment because, Joe, you just mentioned an excellent point. A lot of arms, but short on position players. So I like to see, I'm hoping that we can bolster the everyday lineup a little bit better. And then once we do that, we're rocking and rolling. And he's done fantastic. And guess what? The Cubs did the same thing. They bought in minor league talent from other organizations. Rizzo and Addison Russell come to mind. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
And the nice thing is you still got some pieces to move.
Oh, and they will.
You still got some.
Cabrera,
you have three that.
Frazier.
Yeah.
Quintana.
Maybe Robertson.
Maybe Abreu. Robertson.
I don't know if the Abreu. We'll see.
I don't know what you get for. I don't know what you get for a 30-year-old who's on the decline. I mean, his numbers have just been tanking.
I don't know if that's almost just worth just keeping around.
In Oak Brook, here's Tom on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure, Tom. What's your name?
I just wanted to add on a little bit that now that the Sox are making these big splashes in the winter meetings, I think that's going to send the – I mean, I think it has sent the message to baseball people everywhere, whether you're a coach or a player or a hitting coach, a pitching coach, they're going to see the White Sox as an organization that is now dead set on winning. It may not happen in a few years, but when you make moves like that, you're sending the message that, hey, we want to win. We want to be a team that is contending and that has the chance to win over a longer period of time. And you're more likely to attract better coaches, better guys that can, you know, help develop these.
I don't know if that goes hand in hand.
No, money still really does that. But here's what's ironic.
I like your excitement, though.
This is what's ironic, is that the White Sox for so long had it backwards. They thought that doing this would send the opposite message. But baseball fans are smarter now. And now everybody's realizing that, look, you could. This is what trying to win looks like. Not going and trading for Todd Frazier.
Right.
Not getting Melky Cabrera. Not getting Adam LaRoche. And just trying to get expensive veterans and filling in. That call is critical. That call is critical. Because of what it says about what the fan understands and how what you translate trying to win looking like. And I think we've gotten to this point. Think about where we are now, where a fan could say, yeah, they just traded off Chris Sale and they traded off and look what they got in return. Now they're trying to win. It's the opposite of the old White Sox philosophy.
Right. And, you know, I brought this up earlier. I thought what the Cubs have done, and this has nothing to do with the White Sox, but what the Cubs have done architecturally, to me, goes down as one of the top three in all of sports. I take it to what the Cowboys did with the Herschel Walker trade and that dynasty they built, because that was a dynasty. What Pat Riley did with the Miami Heat and putting three stars together and making other people around the league buy in for less to go for that ring, and those three guys signing in for less. To me, that's as far as the NBA is as pioneering as it comes. And what they've done with the Cubs. Now, can the White Sox pull this off? Can they be one of those teams that builds? I mean, the chances, just because of how many things have to go your way. But
it's
at least
trying.
The attempt is being made finally.
Hey, fellas, there was a tweet here from Scott Merkin. It said, Rick Hahn will talk closer to 5:45 our time.
Okay. We'll still be able to squeeze some of that in. This is Northside Gary. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys, I am super, super excited about these moves. I don't know how Sox fans could be negative about this. I mean, with the moves we've made right now and the draft picks we've made in the last couple of years, I'm just excited. I'm tired of this stagnant baseball, and I'm just excited, guys. I'll let you talk.
Oh, good. Thanks for expressing your excitement.
There he goes. Should be.
Yes. Why wouldn't you be? Why not? Why would you find a reason not to be?
Don't let my negativity bring you down.
Yeah, just because Joe Cowley's here doesn't... All right, right now, this is Mike Rizzo and Dusty Baker via MLB.com.
You feel like a proud daddy when they get to the big leagues, and it's difficult to let them go. They're both, all three of those guys are high-ceiling guys that have a bright future. Adam fit our club perfectly. You know, left-handed bat, balanced our lineup, high-energy guy, edge in the right way. Good hitter, good defensive player, both in center field and outstanding in the corner. A productive player throughout his career. We see the arrow still going up with him, and he's a guy that have years of control and cost certainty, and it allows us the flexibility to do many more things.
And scene.
Dusty, you know the trade just happened. Where do you see him hitting in the lineup, given that he's got some speed and he's left-handed?
Well, I mean, right now I'm not sure. You know, I have to lay eyes on him first, see how my lineup balances out. You know, he could hit a number of places from top, to seventh even. It just depends on if I want to break the left-handers up. I have to talk to him first to see where he feels most comfortable. I have to talk to all the subjects, that are going to be in line. And, I got to talk to everybody and just sort of see. I mean, what you do in the beginning doesn't necessarily mean that's how it's going to, end up. And that's what spring training is for. That's what the beginning of the season's for. So, we'll figure it out.
Mike, compared to other center fielders that you guys have looked at, how important was the terms of control that you have, Eaton? And defensively, do you look at him as a center fielder now and in the long term?
I wouldn't.
The term and the price tag had importance to us, but we really liked the skill of the player. He's a type of player that we've been looking for here. We see him playing center field at least in the short term. He's got five years of control with us. So in the short term, he certainly is capable of playing center field very well. And he's an outstanding corner outfielder. It gives us, again, the flexibility to do different things. He could play multiple positions, which several of our players can. He's performed admirably throughout his entire career.
The metrics the last couple of years when he was in center field, I think 14 was really good and 15 was not as good. I guess what gives you the confidence going forward that he can be a good defensive center fielder?
Well, you know, our scouts had evaluated him. We've seen him play quite a bit over the last couple of years, including this year. And it was one of the few times in the draft room, in the war room, where the analytical information matched up with the scouting eye, and it was a decision in the room that was fairly easy for us to make to determine that this was the player at this time, with that skill set, with the control of the player at that price, was the right guy for us to do. He gave us the most value for the players that we were giving up, and it's a fit that again makes us better on the field and also makes us better in the clubhouse and brings energy to the between the lines and gives us a little edge and excitement at the ballpark.
Mike, did you scout him in Arizona? I'm trying to remember. And
I was gone by then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing is, we've heard about Lopez and Giolito forever and how they looked at, like, future key pieces of the pitching staff. How unusual is it to trade two people that are viewed internally that well for one player?
Well, I always said it's not how many players you trade away, it's who you trade away. So it's to acquire a player with this skill set that has the years of control and the favorable the contract that he has is, you know, takes good players in return. And we're fortunate enough we traded from a position of depth. We felt we have great depth in our starting pitching. We utilized that to turn a relatively a hole in our lineup, and we dealt from strength and depth to correct that, and we still like the depth that we have beyond the major league rotation. We still have our rotation intact from last year. We haven't touched that, and we still feel that we have a good amount of major league caliber pitching depth behind it.
You guys have now made two pretty low cost moves in Norris and now Eaton. Do you see that as something that's setting you up to make a bigger investment in somebody this offseason, or is that made more with a long term vision?
Well, these things aren't made. The decisions aren't made in a vacuum. We certainly have our plans for 2017 and beyond. This, again, it gives us flexibility both positionally, flexibility payroll wise, and it allows us puts us in a position to do a lot of things.
You guys have been having discussions with the White Sox, for sale at first, and I'm just kind of wondering how quickly this all came about. Was it his name was, I'm guessing, being discussed at those times, or just how quickly did this come about?
We've discussed this player and several other players with the White Sox for quite a while now. It did gain momentum after the sale deal was done, and it actually came together fairly quickly over the last couple of days.
Just to make sure, does this mean Trey Turner is now your shortstop? And if so, where does that leave Danny Espinosa?
Well, you know, it leaves us with a lot of options. We have positional flexibility. We continue to have positional flexibility, and we'll make those decisions down the road as we see fit.
That is Mike Rizzo, the general manager of the Washington Nationals, who apparently doesn't realize he just acquired Adam Eaton for three of his top pitching prospects.
That press conference, you know what it said? Bryce Harper's not going to be here when his contract's up.
They don't look happy, I'll tell you that.
Man, no. I don't know. Dude.
And Dusty still, he has to see the guy before he knows his lineup? You don't make a trade without considering what your lineup might be?
Yeah, we'll see. That's what spring training's for.
What? And you're going to play him in center field. And he's a good clubhouse guy. Okay. All right. Well, that's they don't really look happy to have completed this trade. We look forward to hearing from Rick Hahn a little bit later on. And as soon as he sits down, we will bring him to you. Next up, also, we're going to give away a Jets Pizza gift card here on the Boers and Bernstein Show with Joe Cowley and today on the Score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/.
Attention all CDL Class A drivers. Maine's Paper and Food Service is now hiring and wants you. Maine's is a family-owned company growing exponentially in Chicago and hiring CDLA drivers for immediate employment. Drivers will receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and benefits start on day one. Apply now by visiting maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126. That's maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126.
CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Instead of paying attention whether or not we should use the word posse to talk about somebody's entourage, we need to pay attention to the play of the New York Knicks. More importantly, the improvement of Carmelo Anthony. Take a listen to what Phil Jackson had to say last night on CBS Sports Network's We Need to Talk.
We have a rule. If you hold a pass 2 seconds,
right,
you benefit the defense. So he has a little bit of a tendency to hold it to 3, 4, 5 seconds. Then everybody comes to a stop. And that is one of the things we work with. But he's adjusted to it. He knows what he can do, and he's willing to see its success.
In other words, he knows Porzingis is only going to help elongate his career, and they're more likely to be successful if he moves the basketball. Phil's doing a great, not good job with the Knicks, and right now they're kind of competitive, which is a lot more than you can say for the past couple of years. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts Coupon Book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts Coupon Book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
No, I did not. I did not berate a junior high student, but, thanks for asking, Joe.
You should have.
Really nice. No kidding, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, your hairline's screwed. Anyway, hey there, friends. It's Matt of Atticola. If you're tired of terrible, slow internet at your house, well, it's time to step up and get the very best in-home Wi-Fi from Xfinity. That's what I've had for a very long time, and I absolutely love it. You get really fast internet speeds up to 25 megs. That means everyone can get online and do more at the same time. Multiple devices being used, doesn't matter. Never slows down. Never makes you frustrated and angry. Even if you're downloading movies, TV shows, albums, it doesn't buffer. Doesn't take time to get there. Super fast with Xfinity. And I've even heard from people say that they have to be closer to their router in their house to get good service. And that's really stupid. You should be able to use your internet and your devices in any room of the house and get the same speeds and same reliability. And that's exactly what I get from Xfinity. And on top of that, there's millions of hotspots nationwide that you can use if you have Xfinity. Very easy to log into. No more worrying about, am I going to have internet connection? You'll have it with the millions of hotspots from Xfinity. Now, if you want to get Xfinity internet for your house, here's what you can do. You can get their most popular in-home internet speed for just $39.99 a month for 12 months. This package really is a game changer. Or you could choose to triple your download speeds up to 75 megs for just $15 more a month. To get that, call 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. Now, this offer ends 12/21/16. You have some time, but don't wait. The holidays are coming up. You'll get distracted. You won't do it. And then you're going to have really bad, slow internet for the holidays when you have lots of people over and lots of relatives visiting. And your internet's going to stink and you're going to get mad. So get Xfinity today and get the super deal, $39.99 a month for 12 months. That's their most popular internet speed for homes. Do it today, 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.
It's the Leveon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Leveon designers to offer you more Leveon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Leveon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Day. Tonight, join the Scores hockey guru Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks On the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawk Vinny Hinestroza from 7-8:30 at Twin Peaks in Warrenville. Come meet Vinny for an autograph, get the inside scoop on the team, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Scoreboard update.
5:32 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Teams on both sides of town getting work done down at the winter meetings. The White Sox completed a deal this afternoon that sent Adam Eaton to Washington for prospects Lucas Giolito, Dane Dunning, and Ronaldo Lopez. The White Sox rebuild continues. Giolito, the 16th overall pick in the 2012 draft, one of the top prospects in the country. Bob Nightingale also reported earlier today that the Sox were also talking to the Nationals and Astros about Jose Quintana. Wade Davis is the new closer for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. This morning, the Cubs shipped outfielder Jorge Soler to Kansas City in exchange for Davis. Davis had two separate stints on the DL with a forearm strain last season, but Cubs GM Jed Hoyer said today that Cubs trainers examined Davis. They have no concerns about his health. Davis will become a free agent in 2017. Bears head coach John Fox was asked today after practice about a report from our Mike Mulligan that defensive coordinator Vic Fangio could be leaving the team after the season due to friction between himself and Fox. Fox denied the report, says he wants everyone on his staff back next year. Fangio also says he plans to return to the Bears. Bears began prepping for Sunday's matchup with Detroit today. Eddie Royal, Marquise Wilson, Pernell McPhee, and Tracy Porter among those held out of practice. The Blackhawks are off until they face the Rangers Friday night. Some news about Captain Jonathan Toews, though. He donated $1 million to the Dakota Community Center in his hometown of Winnipeg. Bulls host the Spurs tomorrow night. Doug McDermott, RJ Hunter, and Paul Zips are all recalled from the Windy City Bulls. This scoreboard update is sponsored by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And join Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. at Tailgaters in Bolingbrook. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with Chicago Bear Dion Bush from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Don't miss outstanding year-end values during the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on now at Auto House on Edens. Experience year-end pricing, lease and finance offers on our incredible selection of Mercedes-Benz. Auto House on Edens in Northbrook or at AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. Boy, what a big day with Rick Hahn. Seriously, he just got three top pitching prospects for Adam Eaton. How is that possible?
Only takes one dumb GM. That's what I was told very early on covering baseball.
Well, Rudy says, I caught the Washington press conference late. He said, I thought just listening that Mike Rizzo was having a stroke. Somebody must have told him 2 minutes before he started speaking. They traded three human beings for Adam Eaton.
Looks like they were being held gunpoint off camera. Yeah,
they really didn't look.
They're gun pointed at him.
My guess is that they got wind of the immediate response. Locally, nationally, and from what we hear at the meetings themselves, the
people on the floor laughing.
The assembled baseball people said, what? You did what? Keith in Oak Forest, you're on The Score. Keith. Okay, no Keith. How about Wiley in Logan Square? Hello, Wiley.
How you doing, guys? You know, let me just say, as a Sox fan, I'm not only excited about the trades, I'll actually attend games, which is something I didn't do last year. And it's done decreasingly over the past several years. So I hope that sends the most important message to the White Sox. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you don't need to send a message to the White Sox.
No, they are. It's the holidays.
Right.
It's not a message for the White Sox.
Right.
I'll be at your park this year.
Right. They're sending the message to you. I think Rick is busy kind of sending messages of his own. I don't really think you have to send any message to him. I think you showing up will be that. You want to go? Go. You know, enjoy. Don't worry about messages at this point. Just be excited that your team is trying to create an era of sustained competitiveness. This is what they. Okay, I don't know. It's always.
Just let it happen. Just let it happen. Just let it happen. Just let them lay on the couch, stroke their hair, and just let them talk.
Just let it happen.
That's it.
That's probably good advice for all of us. We are going to hear from Rick Hahn in just a few minutes, and we'll carry that press conference for you when he comes down to speak on The Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. The Bears are 3-9. Now they take on the division-leading Lions for the second time. Do they have a shot at a season sweep? We're talking about this tough NFC North showdown right up to game time, so get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet, the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared, now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
And offering you special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. And all you have to do is go to lootcrate.com/Dan. That gives you the discount, and then you choose the theme of the crate and the length of the gift deliveries. You add the recipient, and that is it. You are done. Gaming, anime, comics, Batman, Marvel, Fallout, Harry Potter, you name it, they've got it. And then that box arrives as part of the subscription each month, filled with cool limited edition exclusive stuff, gear, collectibles, shirts, all that kind of thing. And it ships monthly, so you can make everyone jealous with your incredible gift-giving superpowers. Go to lootcrate.com/Dan. You take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's lootcrate.com/Dan for this radio promotion. lootcrate.com/
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts Coupon Book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts Coupon Book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694.
Tax, title, license, and doc fee.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He has good feet.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Hal.
Hello, friend.
80. He called the gigantic bank he recently transferred his assets into for a reverse mortgage, and Hal's bank thanked their new 80-year-old client with ridiculously high closing costs. Hal heard David talk about how banks regularly charge their loyal and unsuspecting clients with excessive closing costs, and he called for a free consultation. So David reviewed Hal's loan estimate and confirmed his bank was charging him over $9,000 in closing costs on a loan on which they're making over $20,000. So David helped Hal secure a reverse mortgage, and David is paying all of Hal's closing costs. How about that? So if you're in the market for a reverse mortgage and you want to get drilled with high closing costs, by all means, call your bank. If you want to be treated with respect, like Hal, call David now. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage licensee 4358, NMLS 1918.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help. Help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Napleton.com. Second to none since 1931.
Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Okay, how are you doing?
How are you doing, everybody?
And Dan Bernstein.
Man, I'm just waiting for this day to be over. I'll tell you that.
Hey, you sound rough.
I need to get on my Mattress Firm mattress.
Get yourself a little Lemon Lift.
Oh, that's what I've been drinking that.
Okay.
With whiskey. It's not helping.
Okay, well, more.
Well, actually, I haven't been drinking the tea, just the whiskey. Maybe I should try it with the tea. I think you're right about that. Hey there, if you're looking for a new mattress, maybe you're not feeling well, you need a comfortable place to lay all day, Mattress Firm is your place to get it because there are big year-end closeout sales happening right now. Dan, what can the kids get?
Up to 50% off select floor models and up to 60% off accessories. Queen sets as low as $179.99, and you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
That's a great deal because when you look at the Tempur-Pedic, like the Breeze, like we have with the adjustable base.
Every night.
And you break it down, like you always say, Dan, I think this is really smart, but everything you say is smart. If you look at it by the day and how much you're paying per night, to sleep on it. It's a great way to view it, Dan.
And then you break it down. You say, you ask, when, once you're lying there and you go to your mattress firm, you say, would I pay that per day? The answer is going to be yes, because you're going to want to fall asleep right there.
Because it really is the most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on, and you're going to love it if you try it out. The adjustable base, it really even helps out with some medical conditions as well. Or like Dan, you sit in bed all day and do work. You know, you're doing Sudoku and your laptop and your crossword puzzle. You just lift up the back and you sit there all day.
Yep.
You have your wife and kids wait on you. What more do you need in life?
That's sort of my definition of sleeping happy. I can sleep happy and be awake happy. It's nice.
You should try that if you haven't done that yet. Have your family wait on you. You deserve it.
That's never happening.
You did, no, you deserve it, though, Dan.
Uh-huh.
I think you do. Uh-huh. So here's what you do. Go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest you. And while you're there, ask them about their sleep happy guarantee. They want you to be completely satisfied with the mattress that you do purchase. And you can also talk to them about the you can shop with confidence knowing you're getting the lowest price possible too. Even if you find one that's lower price for the same or comparable mattress set, you bring that ad in and they'll beat it by 10%, even up to 100 days after purchase.
There are no worries. There's a mattress firm near you. You know the one I'm talking about or the other one that I'm talking about. And if you're in the car right now, look left, look right. You're going to see a mattress firm go in there and check this out.
Dan, it's called what?
It is called the year-end closeout sale.
And it's where?
At Mattress Firm.
Save money.
Sleep happy.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I've heard that before, and you know I'm a fan of him. I like his style. I like that he gets after it in the weight room. And he's a hard worker, and at the same time, it's hard to not compare a, you know, 6'4 plus, long blonde haired, hard throwing pitcher to another one. You know, there's not many of us. I don't want that to be my ceiling. No disrespect to him, he's a great pitcher, but I want to kind of set my own ceiling, set my own limits, and you know, I would like to see what those are for myself. So I'm not big on comparisons, but that's not a bad person to be compared to.
That's Michael Kopech. Okay.
Whoa.
All right,
it's like the
bro.
7 month, getting 7 month
good.
Season.
Yeah, the guy that traded for him and the guy that pulled off highway robbery today, Rick Hahn, is now on MLB Network. Here he is talking about the most recent trade of Adam Eaton.
Felt no urgency to continue the process that we began in earnest yesterday with the Chris Sale trade, and that the market was ultimately going to dictate how quickly we moved on to the next move. And obviously here we are about 24 hours later talking about another move that, frankly, is of a little bit of mixed emotions. We gave up a very good player, a very good young player in Adam Eaton, and someone who will absolutely be missed. At the same time, we are ecstatic about the return we were able to secure for Adam's services, and that's a result of some hard work by our scouts, the amateur scouts, and their background that they've done on these players over a number of years, our international scouts, our pro scouts, and everybody from the front office targeting what we feel are high impact potential front of the rotation pieces that will help further our goal of getting ourselves in a position for sustained success. Again, there's going to be some difficult elements to this along the way, as we talked about yesterday. I did not enjoy my phone call with Adam any more than I enjoyed my phone call with Chris yesterday. But everybody
Nobody
in that
does.
Room, everyone in that suite upstairs, when we went through the process of evaluating whether this is the right thing to do, was unanimously on board that this helped further our process. So with that, we'll open it up to questions.
Mark?
Rick, you knew you were going rebuild when you came to these meetings, but did you even envision that you could make this kind of what appears to be impact with the first two moves that you made of this process?
We try to be perhaps a little overly optimistic in our room, and we back in Chicago, even as we're preparing for the general manager meetings or these meetings or putting together mocks for conversations with Jerry about what it could potentially look like. I think all of us tend to be a little bit aggressive in our expectations. Obviously, as you know, that's been a harbinger of a calling card of our behavior over the last several years. It's just been on the other extreme in terms of adding big league talent as opposed to accumulating prospects. So our expectations were high in these deals. We feel that we have, not only in Chris and Adam, but in other players, some very high caliber players under control for an extended period of time, and we expect there to be strong returns for them. We're very pleased with how these first two have gone so far.
Phil?
Hey, Rick, could you just kind of give us your scouting reports on the three pitchers?
Sure. I mean, they're certainly Lucas Giolito is probably the most well-known of the group in terms of the press publications or being the high first-round pick coming out of high school despite the injury. We view all three of them actually as having the potential to become front end of the rotation fixtures for us over an extended period of time. Now, there's still a fair amount of development with each of them. Both Lucas and Lopez made it to the big leagues last year and conceivably will contribute to the 2017 White Sox as well. However, we're going to wait to the point where we feel they are ready to contribute and perform well at the big league level over an extended period of time. Dane Dunning was a guy on our draft board very highly last summer and was someone that our amateur scouts were very excited about potentially acquiring over the last few days as his name came up. Again, he's a little bit farther behind. He'll begin the year in A-ball, but when we go through this process, part of it is going to be about accumulating as much potential impact talent as we can. And with the starters over the last 2 days and Giolito and Lopez, Dunning and Kopech, we feel we got four guys, all of whom have the potential to be at the front end of a White Sox rotation for a long time.
Daryl?
Rick, five of the eight players that you acquired in the last 2 days are pitchers. Was the intention going in to go sort of heavy on pitching, or was it a matter of just getting the best prospects that you can?
We're looking for the best prospects that we can overall, the most impactful position players or pitchers that we can find. After yesterday's deal, we felt, you know, with the balance between the hitters and the pitchers, bringing back some high caliber arms would be a nice follow-up. But this is going to be an extended process. This is going to take some time. So along the way, we're going to try to do the best possible deals we can to get the highest impact talent we can. You're right, over half of it so far has been pitching, and the old adage being you can never have too much pitching, that's perhaps not too big of a surprise. But really, we're going to be, in all our deals, there will be hopefully some combination of both, ultimately.
Colleen?
Obviously, you've dealt two guys now with very affordable contracts. How much did those help you in your negotiations?
I think that the control is obviously a big part of these, the analysis that every club does, including ours. You know, Adam was under control for the next 5 years. We certainly expect to be in a position to contend for championships within the next 5 years. So we had to have our own debate about, are we better off using this now to perhaps diversify a little bit and bring in some other high ceiling talent, or do you stick with Adam yourself? I do think he had, you know, perhaps a little more appeal than maybe some free agent options given the price points or some other players in the market because of the length of their control relative to Adam. But that also meant that he came with a higher asking price than perhaps some other targets for clubs. So it's a factor. But from our standpoint, it's simply a factor about whether the return justifies removing that player from your long-term plan.
Phil?
With moving Eaton, did the prospects that you already have in your system, you have some advanced outfielders, make it a little easier to do that? And did you ever feel like you were close to a deal where you would have been sending them more than Adam Eaton?
Our focus with Washington in terms of this deal is strictly on finding a fit for Adam. Obviously, we've had a number of conversations with Washington and a number of clubs over the last few weeks, so we are at the point where you can focus in on what works and what doesn't work fairly quickly this time of the meetings. In terms of our own depth, we do have some young outfielders coming along and guys we feel good about, both from being on the AAA roster last year, or Charlie Tilson, who we acquired at the deadline, and as well as some of the players from last year's draft. But ultimately, it was analysis about what puts us in the best long-term position, and we feel acquiring these three arms helps further our process along.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
Yet another big day for Rick Hahn. I have a feeling there are more to come.
I would have said, Rick, Joe Colley from the Sun-Times, did I see you throw a ski mask and a gun away before you came in the room?
The funny thing is, you would ask him.
Yeah, I would.
Why not? Why not ask him?
Yeah, why not?
He'd laugh, and he'd give you a decent response, but I don't know. I don't know. We thank Bruce Levine, Jared Diamond, Isaac Bennett for joining us today. We thank our producers, Matt Abatacola.
Congratulations to Claire Smith, a pioneering African-American sports writer. Smith was the Major League's first female beat writer. Yesterday, the Baseball Writers Association of America announced that the 62-year-old journalist is headed for Cooperstown. The Temple graduate covered the Yankees for the Hartford Current from 1983 through 1987.
83. I knew it. All roads lead to that. Chris Tannehill.
Again, our special teams played well. We're on a record-setting pace with our punt team.
Congratulations. So proud. Joe, thank you.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Good. We'll be busy tomorrow, too. I imagine there's still going to be more. You know, stay tuned. They're not done. There's going to be both the Cubs and the Sox are going to continue to be busy. We've got Bears All Access coming up next. And then if you're pining for football stuff, Hub is going to be here for you from 7 to 10, the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Hub Arkish and Dion Bush are at Tailgaters Sports Bar and Grill in Bolingbrook. So you can come out and see them and certainly listen. So I will be back tomorrow right here, 1 o'clock. So come join us. We'll talk to you then, and we'll probably have some more baseball stuff to talk about. Bye.
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs have traded Jorge Soler to the Royals for closer Wade Davis. We've got all the details right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, the official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. See a Staples associate for details.
This week's most popular music. 17 years ago, 1999.
Number 3.
Jessica Simpson, I Wanna Love You Forever.
I wanna love you.
Number 2. Ryan McKnight, Back at One.
We'll start back at one.
And the number 1 song this week. 17 years ago in 1999. Santana featuring Rob Thomas, Smooth.
Give me your heart, make it real.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460.